You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
90 years ago today, World War I ended, and that war was supposed to end all wars. Today, of course, we celebrate our military veterans on Veterans Day, and we want to hear from you. What do you think is the best way to honor veterans while the U.S. is still in the midst of two wars? How are you spending the day? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. As Congress grapples with ways to stimulate the economy, there's been intense debate over infrastructure proposals, ways to pump money into the economy, create jobs, and deal with much-needed infrastructure overhauls, especially on the railways and mass transit. In today's America's Briefing Book, the book that we're putting together for President-elect Barack Obama, reporter Matt Dellinger joins us. He's written for The New Yorker and The New York Times and has an upcoming book called Interstate 69. So welcome, Matt. Good to see you again.
Hi, good to be here.
So, after the Katrina levee breaks, the Minneapolis bridge collapse, the steam pipe explosion in New York City,
right.
It's become abundantly clear that we have some serious problems with our infrastructure.
Indeed we do. And in fact, yesterday, just in the city, we heard that $1.2 billion is the shortage for MTA, and they're talking about tolling the East River bridges, which is unthinkable to a lot of people.
And we have a struggling economy.
Yes.
So why not invest money to address both issues at once?
Well, that is what obviously they're talking about. And Obama's been very much in favor of stimulating the economy through infrastructure spending. And it's true that a short-term lump of billions of dollars will go a long way. And in fact, in some respects, it'll be about keeping jobs and not about creating jobs because a lot of a lot of the state DOTs are broke. The Highway
Departments
Trust Fund.
Departments of Transportation.
Yes, I'm sorry. Departments of Transportation are going.
Acronym boy, come on.
Going fairly broke.
Matt, buddy, yeah.
And there's a bigger problem, though, which is that the way we pay for roads is a broken system. And that's the gas tax. When you fill up at the pump, you pay a gas tax. And a lot of people don't realize that they're paying for the roads. And they don't realize that they've been paying the same per gallon since 1992.
So not only are we not maintaining, we're behind the curve
exactly.
In terms of the dollars needed to not only maintain but also upgrade.
Per capita per day driving has gone up. Meanwhile, efficiency of cars has gone up. So we're spending less fuel and therefore less tax per mile we drive.
So what is your advice? Should there be an overhaul of the mass transit, a national mass transit policy? Should there be select programs and identifiable goals, let's say just the highways? I mean, there's a lot of reporting about how some states have a whole list of projects ready to go. They just don't have the money to fund them, whether you're talking about bridges and tunnels and roads and the railway system.
Well, there's two things. We need to fix the funding system, and we need, I think, a better transportation vision. The funding mechanism that is sort of gaining a lot of steam is a mileage tax. And Oregon, as a state, did a pilot program last year where they fitted cars with little GPS and odometers. So when you went to the pump, instead of paying a gas tax, you actually paid per mile that you had driven since the last time you fueled up.
And it keeps track of where you go. And
exactly.
Basically, it's kind of a GPS toll system.
Right.
I guess I'm wondering if repair is really what's needed in this kind of economic crisis. I mean, if we're talking about something that requires a vision. I mean, in the New Deal, the federal government funded rural electrification, which was almost like science fiction at the time, but had enormously huge social consequences generations hence.
Right.
Should we be looking at those kinds of programs?
Yes.
So what would those be?
Well, rail is a big one. I mean, we have the author James Howard Kunstler likes to say that we have a rail system worthy of Bulgaria, you know, and it's true. You can't in every other
so all you Bulgarians out there
in other, every other rich place in the world. You can and China in their big infrastructure plan they just announced yesterday. Rail
enormous.
Is enormous. Rail is
$590 billion worth,
and rail is a huge component of that.
Wow.
It's sort of the crown jewel of that. And we've built highways for the last 50 years, and we've allowed the use of those highways to signal demand to us. But really, what we need to do is kind of flush out the system and give people choices.
So how much money are we talking about? The Bush administration has indeed increased its funding of some of these infrastructure programs. Obama has proposed $60 billion over the next 10 years. But the American Society of Civil Engineers says really what we're talking about is $1.6 trillion that needs to be spent in the coming decades to
bring our
infrastructure up to speed. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I stand at the – I mean, in addition to the stimulus plan, whatever we end up spending, we also have a new reauthorization bill coming up. Every 6 years, there's a huge transportation bill. And next year's should be a big one. But if we can fix the funding thing, we can afford to do a lot more.
Would it be better if, like, some road contractors or rail contractors turned themselves into banks that would allow them to get access to the federal treasury?
It would be
treasury?
Good if road contractors became rail contractors.
I see. That would probably be good.
That will probably happen.
Matt, is the gas tax only on the table when the transportation bill is up for negotiation? Or really the question I want to ask is how many efforts have there been to raise the gas tax? Because you said before it's not even indexed to inflation. It's obviously
right.
Pitifully low. Politically, why is it so hard politically?
Because it's called a tax. And so all the states have been forced to deal with this funding shortage in their own ways, and some of them have turned to privatization. So in the minds of some governors, selling off a toll road, leasing a toll road.
Foreign governments, right, or foreign companies.
So far, always.
So like who?
The Bulgarians?
There's a Spanish company called Cintra, and this is what they do. They have roads in South America and in Europe. And there's a bank in Australia called Macquarie, and they usually provide the funding. And the two team up, and they bought the Chicago Skyway and the Indiana Toll Road. And they're pairing up to build a new road in Texas. Texas is at the point where they're building new roads. I mean, they have their populations going through the roof, and they're kind of like America was in the 1950s. They're just growing.
I guess the chance of a gas tax holiday is kind of slim.
It's
and
a bad
slimmer.
Idea.
It's a bad idea now, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was a bad idea then.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, they've probably been wrong over the course of the 90s not to raise it or at least index it to inflation. But at this point, I think people recognize that. It's a broken system.
A quick thing to look for then, federal assistance to states and localities to repair existing infrastructure and maybe big vision items going forward, including the transportation bill. Thanks, Matt.
Matt Dellinger is a reporter. He's written for The New Yorker and The New York Times and has an upcoming book called Interstate 69. Thanks for being with us. And now we turn to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.